Everyone knows that frankincense was one of the gifts the wise men gave to Jesus. But what exactly is frankincense and why did they bring it? The answer is coming up on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
As a child, I was told that frankincense had been brought to Europe by the Frankish people, ancestors of the modern French. This turned out not to be the case. Instead, the prefix Frank refers to this incense being of particular high quality or purity. Frankincense is a resin produced by trees of the Boswellia genus. Incisions are made into the bark and a milky liquid appears. This liquid hardens with exposure to the air and becomes the aromatic resin with which we are familiar. Frankincense is mentioned frequently in the Pentateuch as one of the important incenses used in the tabernacle and later temple worship. In Exodus chapter 30, verse 34, God gave Moses a recipe for the incense to be burned on the incense altar. Take sweet spices, stacte and onycha and galbanum, sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be an equal part. Incense was frequently used in conjunction with sacrifices. For example, in Leviticus 2, we read, "He shall take from it," that's the sacrifice, "a handful of the fine flour and oil, with all its frankincense, and the priest shall burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord." It appears that incense was symbolic of prayers going up to the Lord. Therefore, our prayers are like a pleasing aroma to the Lord. That is one reason why frankincense was such a fitting gift for the wise men to bring to the child Jesus.
Visit us at creationmoments.com for a huge selection of books and DVDs about biblical creation and the Bible. Or call 1-800-42-BIBLE and ask how you can get a free ebook on creation.